All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. The stretch run in the NBA's regular season is definitely here. And when you look at the Eastern Conference, you have the race at the top between the Cleveland Cavaliers and Toronto Raptors for first place in the conference. And of course, home court advantage throughout the Eastern Conference playoffs. Right now, the Cavs hold a 2.5 game over the Raptors. You have that logjam right there between 3 and 6 between the Atlanta Hawks, the Boston Celtics, Miami Heat, and Charlotte Hornets. But then you look at the bottom, and it's a very interesting race here from 7 and 8 all the way down. You have the Indiana Pacers, who currently have the 7th spot in the East, the Detroit Pistons, who are right behind them at 8th, and then you have the Chicago Bulls in 9th, along with the Washington Wizards in 10th place. Now, last year, three of these four teams that I just mentioned right here made the postseason, all except the Pistons. Pardon me, the Pacers as well did not make that. I take that back. So the Pistons and Pacers did not make the playoffs last year. But you look at the Bulls and the Wizards, who have been playoff teams over the last few years. But right now, they are on the outside looking in of the postseason picture. But you look at the Pacers and how they've been able to rebound this year. Of course, Paul George, their all-star small forward, has been healthy all season long after he suffered that broken leg a few summers ago. And he's been a catalyst as the Pacers have been playing small ball for head coach Frank Vogel, with Paul George being their go-to guy. And you look at Indiana's schedule, they've had the past few days off. They host the New Orleans Pelicans tonight, and their schedule is very favorable coming down the stretch. They're on the road to take on the Brooklyn Nets this Saturday night. They will host the Houston Rockets this Sunday, followed by a critical game against the Chicago Bulls next Tuesday. But you look at the remainder of the schedule, it includes games against the Philadelphia 76ers, 2 against the New York Knicks. They'll have some tough ones right there with the Cleveland Cavaliers and Toronto Raptors, but they finish up the regular season on the road against the Milwaukee Bucks, and it is something that definitely favors the Indiana Pacers as far as being able to get to the postseason. Now you look at the Detroit Pistons, and it's been several years since his organization has been able to make the postseason, but credit to head coach Stan Van Gundy. He has turned things around, and more importantly, he has gotten his type of guys into Motown to play ball. Like I said before, the Pistons are currently in that 8th spot. You look at the play of Reggie Jackson at point guard, and of course the big man at center in Andre Drummond, who is leading the NBA in rebounds this season at nearly 15 a contest. Right now the Pistons are 38-34, and they've won their last 4 contests. And you look at their upcoming schedule, they're off tonight, but they will host the Charlotte Hornets tomorrow night, and that will not be an easy game, as the Hornets are one of the hottest teams right now in the NBA. Following that, the Pistons will once again be at home this Saturday against the Atlanta Hawks, and they have a nice little homestand going on. They're in the middle of one right now, as they will also host the Oklahoma City Thunder next Tuesday, along with the Dallas Mavericks next Friday. And in all, you look at the Detroit Pistons, they have not been on the road since mid-March, March 14th to be exact, and they are making the most of their time right now at the Palace of Auburn Hills. But you look at that, after that, 4 out of the Pistons' last 6 games of the regular season will be on the road. They will take on the Chicago Bulls in what will be a pivotal game, followed by a game against the Miami Heat on April 5th and the Orlando Magic on April 6th, and they will finish up on the road against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, the one saving grace that the Pistons have going for them is they're hopeful that Miami and Cleveland will have wrapped things up and more than likely will rest some guys in those final 2 games, because Detroit also has a key game against the Washington Wizards on April 8th, and that game could go a long way in determining the last playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. You also look at the Chicago Bulls, and of course, this team is an organization in transition, of course, Fred Hoiberg is now the head coach after he replaced the fire Tom Thibodeau. And it's a situation where the Bulls simply don't have the same defensive intensity that they once did. Now, they've been able to score, but the Bulls have also been dealing with injuries. They've gotten Jimmy Butler back recently. We know that Joakim Noah is not going to be there this year for the Bulls, but the fact that they have Butler back is huge. The Bulls had won their last three contests up until last night, when they laid an egg for three quarters against the New York Knicks. They tried to get it going at home in the fourth quarter, but it was too little too late. Now, the Bulls do travel to Madison Square Garden tonight to take on the Knicks, but you look at this Bulls schedule, and it's a little tough. They still have games with the Atlanta Hawks, Indiana Pacers on the road against the Houston Rockets. They take on the Pistons in a key game on April 2nd. They're at Memphis on April 5th, at Miami on April 7th. They host Cleveland on April 9th, and then they finish up at home against the Philadelphia 76ers, which should be a winnable game because the Sixers packed it in before the regular season even started. But it's all about the Bulls staying healthy and the Bulls finding that chemistry. But their schedule is going to make it a little bit tougher for them to get to the postseason. And then finally, there's the Washington Wizards. This is another team that has dealt with injuries. You look at Bradley Beal, who has had his struggles this year as far as staying healthy, and he is a key part of this team along with point guard John Wall. But, you know, credit to head coach Randy Whitman for keeping this team afloat. The Wizards, prior to last night when they lost to the Atlanta Hawks, the Wizards had won their previous five contest, and it's a situation even Otto Porter Jr., the small forward who's the third overall pick of the 2013 NBA draft, is beginning to come into his own. But the Washington Wizards, unfortunately for their part, they're a little snake bitten. And the reason why I say that, it's very late in the season, but the Wizards have a five-game West Coast trip coming up, and they will take on the Los Angeles Lakers this Sunday, but next Tuesday they will be on the road to take on the Golden State Warriors. And along with that road trip, they'll have games against the Sacramento Kings, Phoenix Suns, and Los Angeles Clippers. And once they get back, they'll still have games against both the Atlanta Hawks and Charlotte Hornets, along with a road affair against the Detroit Pistons. So right now, I look at both the Washington Wizards and I also look at the Chicago Bulls, and their schedules are going to be very tough for them to get into the postseason. And I really think it's going to be the Pacers and the Pistons that hold down those final two playoff spots in the Eastern Conference. But I still think as fans, we are still set up for an exciting finish to the regular season here in the NBA. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to thank you for taking the time out to tune in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Saturday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the upcoming Major League Baseball season in the American League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you're more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.